Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Jazz have made a move. The team today agreed to trade, a trade that will bring Minnesota Timberwolves point guard Ricky Rubio to Salt Lake City.
Rubio, quarter. It's up and good.
Good answer. That's a big answer by Rubio and the Wolves.
KSL.com Jazz writer Andy Larson is with me now live in studio. Let's start with this. What are the Jazz giving up exactly for Rubio?
It's just one first-round draft pick that they got that they traded Enes Kanter for 2 years ago in 2015. It's a future 2018 first-round pick that is lottery protected. So it depends how good the Oklahoma City Thunder are moving forward.
So not a lot. I mean, when you look at this, they didn't have to give up any players. There were rumors last night that there was a sign-and-trade deal that was on the table, and I'm sure you heard about it too, involving the Cavs that would have signed George Hill, send him. We would get Kyrie Irving, and that would free up enough cap space for the Cavs then to go after Paul George.
Right. It would have been a crazy three-way trade, and I heard that there were actually discussions to that extent, but it seemed like the actual financial cap math in order to make that work was too difficult.
All right. So does this mean George Hill is gone then?
It looks likely, honestly. Yeah. I think the Jazz, if you're going to trade for Ricky Rubio making $15 million next year, he's going to be your starting point guard. And I think that means that George Hill is likely to sign with another team. Maybe San Antonio is the most likely outcome. It's really interesting what Gordon Hayward is going to think about all of this, because he had friendship with George Hill, and obviously it seemed like a good fit on the court last season.
So was it that Gordon wanted a buddy, or that he wanted the talents of George Hill on the team? And does Ricky Rubio bring some of those same talents?
Yeah, I think it's mostly about the talents on the court. I think they can stay friends. There are lots of players who have friends in the NBA who aren't necessarily on their same team, right? But Ricky Rubio does some of the same things, and then is a very different player, especially on the offensive end. Rubio's one of the worst point guard shooters in the league, whereas Hill's one of the best. But on the other hand, Rubio's probably one of the best passers in the world, where Hill's a very workmanlike passer, makes the right play, but isn't anything creative at that. So I think Jazz fans are going to be really excited about pick and rolls with Ricky Rubio and Rudy Gobert, and kind of Rubio's playmaking ability that I don't know that George Hill can do. Both are really excellent defenders.
In a lot of ways, it's a flashback to what we had in John Stockton, a guy who looked to pass first and shoot second.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And I think it's been a while since the Jazz have had a point guard who does that. Certainly since the Deron Williams era. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the insight. I'm sure this isn't the last of the stories it'll be breaking during the free agency season. That is KSL.com Jazz writer Andy Larson. And yes, Ricky Rubio is coming to the Jazz next season.